Macedonia's political leaders have reached a tentative peace deal to end 6 months of fighting in the southern Balkan country. Western mediators announced the breakthrough yesterday, just hours after 10 Macedonian soldiers were killed in an ambush by ethnic Albanian rebels. Government troops and rebels exchanged gunfire in the country's northwest as the talks were taking place. NPR's Guy Raz reports from the site of the talks in Oak Ridge, Macedonia.
While Western mediators called the deal a turning point in the six-month conflict, clashes continued through the night and into the morning in northwest Macedonia. European envoy François Léotard announced the deal late yesterday.
Jim Radu, Max van der Stoel et moi-même, nous souhaitons d'abord exprimer notre très grande tristesse.
Léotard and his U.S. counterpart, James Pardue, condemned the violence, but told reporters that a formal agreement will be signed in the capital, Skopje, on Monday. The deal was rushed through on Wednesday in part because of the escalation in clashes between Macedonian forces and guerrillas. Under the proposed deal, Albanian will be considered an official language, alongside Macedonian, in areas where the ethnic Albanian population exceeds 20%. The Macedonian government has also pledged to double the number of ethnic Albanians in the state police forces over the next 3 years. The preamble to the constitution will also be modified. It'll no longer call Macedonia a country of the Macedonian people, but a country of the citizens of Macedonia. But despite a political deal, tension among ethnic Albanians and Macedonians remains high. 10 Macedonian soldiers were killed yesterday in an ambush in what was the bloodiest single day since fighting broke out last February. The attack happened on the road between the capital, Skopje, and the flashpoint town of Tetovo. The deaths prompted hundreds of Macedonians to riot in the southern town of Prilep, where many of the soldiers were from. At least one mosque and several ethnic Albanian shops were damaged. A crowd also marched on the American embassy in the capital, Skopje, calling for revenge attacks against ethnic Albanians. Many Macedonians accuse Western countries of secretly collaborating with ethnic Albanian militants. While U.S. and European officials deny it, Macedonians have insisted that they were forced to negotiate at gunpoint. Earlier on Wednesday, the largest Macedonian political party publicly announced it would freeze its participation in the peace talks. That move looked as if it might derail the negotiations, but a Western source said the announcement was made to appease hardline supporters in the country. The talks continued despite the violence in other parts of the country. Ethnic Albanian militants were not officially represented at the talks, but Western sources acknowledge that they've been in regular contact with militant leaders throughout the negotiations. A spokesman for the militant National Liberation Army said that the rebels would disarm if an acceptable agreement was reached between political leaders. Macedonian politicians have demanded disarmament, and at a Security Council meeting last night, Macedonia's top officials authorized a new round of attacks against the gunmen in the northwest part of the country. Ethnic Albanian rebels launched the insurgency in February, claiming they were fighting for civil rights. Ethnic Albanians make up about a third of the population here, but the Macedonian government calls them terrorists, bent on redrawing the boundaries of Macedonia. Once an agreement is signed, the federal parliament here has 45 days to ratify it. NATO has pledged to send in at least 3,000 troops to help disarm the rebels and restore stability to the country. Guy Raz, NPR News, Ohrid, in southern Macedonia.